Sometimes we only discover this in painful circumstances, where we do something which scandalizes or gives a terrible example, and it's like stepping on a mine. Our world blows up in our faces. In the Gospel, Jesus does works of power which have huge impact. The things that he does and says emanate from the extraordinary powers that are in him. And all the Gospels speak of the impact of our Lord's life going very, very far from the places where he does his deeds, the places and people to whom he speaks. And in the fourth gospel, particularly, John presents us with very, very few stories of these signs that Jesus gives. Just seven of them. And that first half of the gospel is called the Book of Signs. Not all of these things are miracles, we would understand them. And the one that the church offers us today is a much more intimate one, that Jesus breaks the rules of good society and calls the tax collector to leave everything and follow him. And here we can see the classic form of the prophetic call. There's a marvelous story of Elijah as he reaches the end of his life, walking along and finding Elisha plowing in his father's fields with several teams of oxen and several gangs of hired workmen. And Elijah goes over to him and takes off his mantle and places it on the shoulders of Elisha. This simple gesture of transference, summoning. And Elisha looks at Elijah and says, "Let me go and say goodbye to my parents first." And Elijah seems somewhat nettled. He says, "Please don't disturb yourself, because me, I've done nothing, I said nothing." And Elisha thinks for a moment. And then he kills the oxen that are pulling the plow that he is on. And then he burns the plow in order to cook the oxen and makes a sort of parting of the ways sacrifice. And then he gets up and leaves everything to follow Elijah. And I'm sure that these stories of Jesus calling the disciples are modeled on that story. He simply comes over and says, "Follow me," and leaving everything to get up and follow him. But this man is a tax collector, the pariah. And far from giving him out as some kind of instant convert, Jesus goes to a great reception in his house. And the rest of the people there are all tax collectors and sinners in the judgment of the Pharisees and the scribes. Strange how Luke, who has such a soft spot for outsiders, being an outsider himself, Luke describes the guests at the banquet as tax collectors and others. And the Pharisees call them tax collectors and sinners. And Jesus tacitly agrees. It is not the well who need the doctor, but the sick. He is sitting down with the sick. And his only excuse for this is that he is their physician. We think that we can only come to sit down with the Lord when we are holy. And the gospel that we read today must shock us into thinking again. Jesus wants to meet us ill. He wants to meet us in our sinfulness. The perishing away of the sacrament of forgiveness stands as a sign for us. Are you prepared to sit down with Christ as a sinner? Or would you prefer to put on your pink hat and Pharisaically say, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Remember, if you are healthy, you have nothing to do with the doctor. Give us the grace to turn back to you, to change our ways, and to win life. Lord, in your mercy,
amen.
I pray today for Father John Muir, who continued to be an active pastoral priest into his very great old age, who died early this year.
Yeah.
Hail Mary.